USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Joe Biden delivered a sober assessment of American democracy during a rare primetime address in Philadelphia on Thursday, warning that Donald Trump and his closest political allies are threatening to take the country backward. As I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault, Biden said in front of Independence Hall. After tearing into Republicans for what he calls MAGA extremism and semi-fascism, administration officials say Biden determined the time was right to provide a more serious, sober reckoning on what he regards as growing anti-democratic forces building across the country. Meanwhile, Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy in Scranton earlier Thursday offered a pre-rebuttal to President Biden's Soul of the Nation address.
He has launched an assault on our democracy. His policies have severely wounded America's soul.
This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Illegal immigrants in Texas are being sent to Chicago. Two buses full arrived at Chicago's Union Station Wednesday night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he looks forward to seeing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot welcome the illegal immigrants since Chicago is a sanctuary city. A nuclear reactor has been shut down in southeast Ukraine, reportedly because of Russian shelling. The operator of the nuclear plant says one of two operational reactors has been shut down because of mortar shelling by Russian forces. A team of U.N. nuclear experts is on its way to the power plant. And an Ohio man is recovering after being stung over 20,000 times by African killer bees. Austin Bellamy was trimming his grandmother's tree in Ripley when he accidentally cut open a beehive, releasing thousands of bees. Bellamy was stung by the aggravated bees and was placed in a medically induced coma. He finally woke up Wednesday, and doctors are expecting him to make a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says her agency is working to help get clean water to folks in flood-ravaged Jackson, Mississippi.
Our focus right now for FEMA is handling the immediate needs that Jackson, Mississippi has. And right now, that's making sure that they have safe water to drink and that we are bringing in the resources that can do some temporary repairs to restore the water pressure to the city.
NASA says so far so good for Saturday, the backup date for a test launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. If all goes well during launch and beyond, the unmanned spacecraft will circle the moon before heading back to Earth. Then a manned mission to the moon could launch in 2024. A planned Monday launch for Artemis 1 was scrubbed during countdown due to several technical glitches. But in a news conference Thursday from the Kennedy Space Center, Artemis mission manager Mike Serafin said those issues have been worked out.
We're comfortable with our risk posture. That said, there's no guarantee that we're going to get off on Saturday, but we're going to try.
A new Gallup poll finds parents' concern for their children's safety at school has risen to its highest point in more than two decades. The survey was conducted nearly 3 months after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which claimed the lives of 19 children and two adults. For the upcoming school year, some school districts have recently hired armed security guards. Gallup saw parental fear hit its highest point in the survey in 1999 after the Columbine High School shooting. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.